study, or we finished with the infectious, you remember? We say epidemiology is not only infectious, it is for communicable disease, it is for communicable and non-communicable disease. Now we almost finished general opinion about the infectious disease and whether epidemiology and prevention. And as I mentioned to you previously, we are going to have or to discuss some example of the infectious disease. Whatever this example is. Okay. So today we are going to discuss something about hepatitis. So what's the hepatitis? Of course, it's defined as infection of the liver caused by the virus, because it is viral hepatitis. By a lot of virus. Previously, they know only two types of the virus. So at that time, they give name hepatitis A and hepatitis B virus only. And the other virus, they recognize there is another virus at that time, 50 or more than 50 years ago. But all of them, they give the name hepatitis then A and then B. But later on, they discover, okay? Then they discover that this NAN A, NAN B, there is hepatitis A, hepatitis B, C, D, okay, E, and G. So these are the main or the most of the viral hepatitis caused by these three, hepatitis viruses. In addition, there is another virus that might cause viral hepatitis, cytomegalovirus, virus, Epstein-Barr virus, yellow fever, rubella, varicella, and so many other. But what we are interested in those six, seven, and then how many. Okay. Now we are going to discuss something hepatitis A. Of course, those hepatitis, viral hepatitis, each one having different epidemiological, not only from causative factor, but from mode of transmission, from immunity, and so on and so on. So we are going to discuss these one by one, inshallah. Hepatitis A, I know, you know it. It is caused by virus, hepatitis A virus, and it is forming. They call it as infectious hepatitis, or they call it epidemic jaundice or infectious hepatitis. It is a disease, non-specific symptoms. Almost all hepatitis, A, B, C, D, non-specific symptoms. Okay. What do you mean by non-specific symptoms? Of course, you know, it causes fever, chills, fatigue, and so on, so on. Vomiting, abdominal pain, dark urine, as well as jaundice later on. So the spectrum of a disease is almost mainly, or the majority, were subclinical, or asymptomatic cases, particularly among children. This is the problem of hepatitis A, because it is asymptomatic or subclinical, particularly among the children. Of course, you know, it is a benign. It's cured by itself within a few weeks. Within a few weeks, it will cure by itself. Mortality rate is very low. Okay? It is 0.1, or less than 0.1% in children. But an adult, it is higher, it occurs as a result of the liver failure and so on. So, the death, of course, is from acute liver disease and mainly affects the old age. From an epidemiological point of view, hepatitis A is endemic almost all over the world. particularly in the developing countries. Okay? So what happened? It is endemic. There is an outbreak. It occurs as a minor or a major outbreak from time to time, but it is endemic. Okay? The exact incidence of hepatitis A worldwide is unknown. It's difficult. Why? I am sure you know that. Because most of it is asymptomatic. So incidence couldn't be estimated. However, WHO estimated that 1.4 million cases each year having hepatitis A. You should go do it. Yes, you should. Okay? Please. Okay? In 1.4 million cases each year, or about 10 to 50% per meter, 100,000 annually affected by hepatitis A worldwide. WW, it is worldwide. So we are sorry. Okay? What makes this? You know, for poor standard of hygiene and poor sanitation, particularly as we mentioned in the developing country. We said it is endemic, but of course, worldwide it's endemic. But there is a variation from area to area for the endemicity of this disease. So, generally, we can classify the world or geographically into three areas according to the endemicity of the hepatitis A. We have high level or high endemic area. We have intermediate between and between level of hepatitis A, I mean intermediate endemicity. And also we have a low. Let us see. What are these areas? Now, first of all, high endemic areas. High endemicity, it is of course in the developing country where there is a poor sanitation, poor standard of living, and poor hygiene. All of these are aggravated the transmission of the disease. So, when it is high endemic, or high endemic, the children will expose to this disease at their early age. So that's why it is in early childhood. And just now we say it is in childhood, but early childhood it is asymptomatic. So the children act as a big role in the transmission of the disease because it is asymptomatic. So most of infections occur in early childhood. They be exposed and are asymptomatically mentioned. Thus, clinically, yes, very low. And that's why the incidence is low because asymptomatic. Okay? So, clinically, appearance is very, very, very rare. In these countries, in the developing country, when the child reached 10 years old, about 90% of the children have been exposed to this disease. In another word, 90% of the children in this area were immune, already have been immune to this disease as a result of early exposure in their early life. So 90% have been infected and they are immune. Those infected in childhood do not experience symptoms. Okay? So epidemic are uncommon. That's why there's no epidemic. Outbreak, no. Okay, very rare, uncommon. And also the outbreak is very rare. Okay. Uncommon because old age are and adults are generally immune, just now we mentioned. Symptomatic disease rates of these are low. So outbreak is low because already most of the having the children having immunity against this disease. That one regarding the high immunity. What about the intermediate level or intermediate intensity of hepatitis A infection? The developing country, when they transfer from the developing to the developed country, so the hygiene will be good, sanitation will be good to some extent. So in this case, the children they will not expose to hepatitis A at their early life. The disease will occur at the late childhood, at youth or at adolescent and early adult. This is in case, so country transit or transfer from the developing to the developed economic sanitation condition will be good gradually. Of course, it will be increased, good, better. They will move from high endemicity to the intermediate endemicity. Hepatitis A become more serious problem. Why? Why become more serious? Because the children are not going to be exposed to this. And we say children, the clinical sign is asymptomatic during children. So that's why it becomes so serious. Okay? When the adult got the disease, it becomes sign and symptom. So more serious problem in their area, children after infection in early childhood and reach adult without immunity. So, but they expose later in life. This is what I mentioned to you. So in this area, most cases occur during late childhood or early adult. And of course, it becomes symptomatic. Ironically, these improve in economic and sanitary condition may lead to high susceptibility of old age. Already I mentioned to you. A group and high disease rate will occur. So the incidence will be higher here. Among adolescents and also among adults. And that outbreak will occur. That's why this is in the intermediate endemicity. So interestingly, with the transition from the high to the intermediate endemicity of the disease increase because of the clinical feature or because of the symptomatic sign and symptom appear during the old age in regarding hepatitis A. ولو أنا خلتكم كل شيء بس خلاص أنا جاوبكم. This is regarding intermediate. What about the low endemicity? Of course, it is in the area where the hygiene is very good, sanitation is very good, everything is good. This is in the developed country, low endemicity. In the developed country with a good sanitation and good hygiene condition. So, what happened? The disease is low, very low, but it occurs only among those susceptible or people at risk. Adolescent and adult, those people at risk group. Like, for example, homosexual men, and also those people who travel to the area of high intensity. These are the classification of the endemicity, but that is a viral infection endemicity according to the level. Now, regarding the epidemiology, You remember, in the epidemiology, we are always talking about the agent, host, and environment. Of course, you know the agent. It is hepatitis A virus. Okay. Incubation period of this is unknown. It is because of asymptomatic disease. The shedding of the disease, shedding of the virus, occurs during the incubation period, during late incubation period, 2 weeks before appearance of the sign and symptom, and 1 week or 2 weeks also after appearance of sign and symptom. So this is the shedding of the disease. Resistance, of course, this virus, you know why do we study resistance. It is resistant to low pH, resistance to heat and some chemical substances. It can stay more than 10 weeks in the real water. On the other hand, it will be inactivated by ultraviolet rays and boiling for 5 minutes. Or by autoclave. Formalin is an effective disinfectant material for this material, for this virus, you remember? From the last lecture, we said what is disinfectant. It's chlorine having no effect on the inactivity of this virus. Reservoir of infection, of course, man is the only reservoir of infection for this virus. And they are reservoir as a case only, but this case is either subclinical or asymptomatic. So that's why it's difficult to attack this virus. The case range, of course, we said as asymptomatic to severe cases, very, very rare to be a severe. Asymptomatic or ectopic, no jaundice, infection are especially common in children. Almost we mentioned that children are always, most of them be asymptomatic. So, because the children are asymptomatic, we already mentioned that, so they play. Children play a very big role in maintenance of the disease, or as you remember, propagation of the disease in the community. We said, you remember, we said regarding the reservoir, there is either cases or carrier, but in hepatitis A, there is no carrier at all. Just now we said it can be resolved by itself within a few weeks. There is no carrier in this. Period of infectivity, as just now we mentioned, it is 2 weeks before appearance, incubation period, 2 weeks before appearance of the jaundice, and 1 week after appearance of the jaundice. Okay. But the shedding is still continue up to 2 weeks after appearance of the jaundice. So, period of infectivity, 2 weeks before appearance of jaundice and 1 week after appearance of the jaundice. Then, as long as the jaundice appears, the infectivity will decrease, rapidly decrease. Of course, what's the infective material? It is a fecal substance or stool of the infected person. Some of them, they see it, there maybe the blood and serum, but blood and serum could be infected or could be infected material during very, very, very short period of viremia, very short period, brief stage of viremia. So it could be. That's why for homosexual or for any other person, they get the disease. Okay. the virus, as you know, he said, yes, with the stool. 2 weeks before appearance of jaundice and 2 weeks after appearance of jaundice. Two by two, okay, regarding the appearance of jaundice. Also, they say maybe excreted via urine, with the urine. But there is no evidence that the urine could act as a contaminated material or could act as infective material to the susceptible person. No evidence for the transmission via urine. This is the virus. Now the other angle of the triangle, of epidemiological trial, is the host factor. You remember, we said distribution of any disease that's according to the characteristic of the human. Age, sex, and so many other things. So age, as we said, it is affect the children at their early life. It's more frequent among children than adults. And in young children, infection is mild or subclinical or passive. Information, but in another. Okay. The severity of the clinical sign and symptom of the disease is increased with the increasing age. The higher the age, the more the clinical sign and symptom will appear. So, in the infection of confidence, the ratio of anecteric to ecteric, no jaundice to jaundice cases in adults is about 1 to 3. So it means 3 is jaundice, مقابلها واحد no jaundice. During childhood, okay, it is different. 12 against 1. It means 12 is asymptomatic and 1 is symptomatic. Jaundice, no jaundice. So exactly the opposite. However, fecal excretion of hepatitis A, antigen, and RNA persists longer in the adult, in the young than in the adult. صح الجندس هون again, but it persists more time in the younger than in the adult, in the children than in the adult. Sex, both sex are affected, there is no difference. What about the immunity? After infection, there is life last for life. Immunity lasts for life. Lifelong immunity. Lifelong for immunity forever. That's why, you remember, we said in the adult it is less, while it is high in the children. Second attack, you remember what you mean second attack, I am sure of that. There is very, very rare, no, at all. So second attack is very rare, it is less than 5%. So people in the endemic area, they got immunity through their previous exposure or previous infection as a subclinical, particularly during their childhood. Okay, who are at risk? That's how we say. Of course, those who are not vaccinated. And it, just like that in the high and in the low end. And who had no vaccinated or who were not infected previously by hepatitis A. In another world, they have no immunity in their body. High endemicity area, most of hepatitis A infections occur during early childhood. So most of the people be immune because of most of them were exposed to the hepatitis or where they were infected by hepatitis A. Risk factor in intermediate and high endemicity are what? Risk factor? Of course, it's poor sanitation, definitely. Lack of safe water. In addition, traveling to the area of high endemicity particularly for those intermediate. If they go to the area of high intensity, and of course they have not been exposed previously to the infection, and they were not vaccinated, so they will get the disease when traveling to the high intensity area. Living in the household with the infected person, or being as a homosexual partner with the infected person. Those are particularly rare in the intermediate area. What about the environmental, the third angle of the trial? Okay, of course, the cases occur through all the year. Of course, what's the environment that affects, just now we said, poor sanitation and overcrowding, favoring the spread of infection and giving rise to waterborne and foodborne disease. Of course, waterborne, more in the developing country. Foodborne, it is in developed countries. We will discuss it. So, when standards of hygiene and sanitation are improved, morbidity is increased. Why? Why?
Mostly in the previous infection.
Yes. So? Mafi mana. So, clinical sign and symptom appear. مش قلنا بالأدلت. It is symptomatic. بالشلدن asymptomatic. So that's why the morbidity will increase. Okay? Because it is no immunity, yes, no previous exposure. Good. No immunity. And in another word, it will be symptomatic cases. An incubation period 10 to 50 days, or actually 2 weeks to 1 month. Of course, the incubation period affected by the dose of the infection, definitely you know it. Okay, what's the clinical spectrum of disease? We said the onset of the jaundice is often preceded by the nausea, vomiting, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, but ectopic hepatitis is more common just now. يمكن نعادت هالكلمة أكثر من سبع مرات. 98% of the hepatitis A cases resolve completely. Just now we said it is within 2 weeks. It will be resolved completely, and it will lead to lifelong immunity. So the outcome of the infection is different according to the age. Please, children and adults. An apparent or subclinical, 80 to 90% of the cases in the children were asymptomatic. Look. On the other hand, among adults, it is 10 to 25% only. So there is a big difference between ectopic disease, 5 to 20% in the children. But in the adult, it is 75 to 90%, almost all of them, which is ectopic. Okay? Complete recovery, more than 98% in both age, whether adult or child. Chronic disease, there is no chronic disease because it's completely resolved. What about the mortality rate? Mortality rate, as just now we mentioned, of up to 0.1% or even less among children. But also we mentioned a few minutes that it is increased with the adult. It is 0.3 to 2.1%. And almost we know that it is due to the acute liver failure whether among adults, it will lead to acute liver failure among adults. That's why. Yes, you should know it. This is very important. Now, mode of transmission, you know it. It is mainly or mostly fecal oral disease transmission of either direct or indirect. In developing country, as just now we mentioned, it is waterborne disease, and of course, due to the bad sanitation of water, okay? While in the developed country, it is still going out there. Why it occurs as a foodborne outbreak? It occurs, now we know why it is a waterborne disease in developing countries. But what about the developed country? We say it occurs as a foodborne outbreak. Why? From consumption of salad and vegetables that's not well washed. And also the most important is from eating the shellfish and oyster. These shellfish were cultivated in the polluted water. Okay. That's why it will be contaminated, and they eat it as a raw without cooking. That's why it occurs as a foodborne outbreak in Morocco. Are a critical role as a common source of foodborne in the transmission of a disease. And as we mentioned, children play an important role in the transmission of the disease. Why? Why the children act as an important role? Why? Why? Because they are asymptomatic and subclinical. You remember, we said they are walking here and there and they transmitted the disease. So play an important role in the transmission. Children very well, as they generally have, we already know, do, as they play as asymptomatic or unrecognized. Why they are act as asymptomatic? We said that mainly it is fecal oral transmission, but just a few minutes we mentioned that it may be transmitted via blood during very, very short period of viremia. So, parenteral route of transmission could occur. Sexual transmission also could occur, particularly, we said mainly among homosexual men. Among homosexual men, it is transmitted sexually. Now, the diagnosis of hepatitis A does not differ from clinical sign and symptom from any other hepatitis or viral hepatitis, okay? Or the, even clinically and laboratory, okay? Abnormal liver function test is the same. Serum alanine and aminotransferase, all these are the same, but the only thing that we can detect is IgM. IgM. So IgM, it will, in acute phase, the peak of this IgM will be 2 weeks after elevation of the liver enzyme. And then it will be dropped later on. It will be declined, okay, to non-detectable after 3 to 6 months. So detection of IgM, it means this is a hepatitis A and it occurred just now. Also there is IgG, you know. This appears onset of disease, it will persist for a long, long time. So the detection, or must we say, detection of IgM, of course, antibody, it means that it confirms the diagnosis of hepatitis A, it doesn't matter. Demonstration of hepatitis A particle in the stool, okay, or in another, 2 weeks prior to the onset of disease, jaundice I mean, and up to 2 weeks, we said, shedding of the virus, 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after appearance of jaundice. Currently, they use also another test, is by using RT-PCR for the detection of the hepatitis A virus, and this is the diagram for the IgM and IgG for a long time, to continue for a long time. You will see it, demonstration. Now coming to the prevention and control, of course, we are going to control the reservoir we see on demand. So it is difficult to control. Why, particularly? Why it's difficult? Control of reservoir, it is difficult because, first of all, we say the shedding of the disease is occurred during incubation period, late incubation, and early sign and symptom, clinical sign. So detection of cases will be very difficult. Okay, this is one. And also because of occurrence large number of ASAP subclinical. So that's why, for the control of the reservoir. Other things, absence of a specific treatment. There is no treatment for the and we know that if we give a treatment, we're shortening the period of communication, and then the dissemination of the disease is affected, and we become lesser and lesser. In addition, then it occurs mostly in the low socioeconomic profile of the population. So for that reason, the control of reservoir is very difficult. You remember we said regarding the reservoir or the carrier, if you remember, of course here there is no carrier, but regarding the reservoir, what we are going to do is, first of all, isolation of the patient. As long as there is no treatment, so we are going to do isolation of the patient. Also, it is difficult to do isolation. Why? Because it's, most of them are asymptomatic or subclinical, and because of the absence of specific treatment. So this is the point, in addition, and because of the shedding of the organism during the incubation period and also early death. So it means isolation is almost useless for isolation of the patient. So, however, attention should be paid to the usual control measure. Okay, you remember? Yeah. The day before yesterday, we said notification, of course, to the health authority. Notification should be done. And also, then disinfection, you remember also, the day before yesterday, disinfection of the fecal material. So at least we can little bit prevent dissemination of the virus to the other person. Okay? Disinfection of the fecal material and vomit. And we use 0.5% sodium hypochlorite. It is strongly disinfected this virus. Okay. Now, control of the transmission, of course, we said it's fecal oral, it's waterborne disease and foodborne disease. Definitely, the best thing is, first of all, personal hygiene and community hygiene. Okay? Hand wash, this is first, before eating and so on, so sanitary disposal excretion. Okay, prevent water and food contamination, all these purification, community water, just now said, because it's water borne disease. Adequate chlorination of water, okay, 1 milligram per liter. Okay, this is a pre residual chlorine should be. Then the best thing is boiling the water. Just now we said the virus will be killed within 5 minutes in the boiling water. So far, boiling water is the best thing, particularly during epidemic wave. Proper autoclave, okay, of the needle and syringes and other equipment in them that used in the medicine, in the medical or in the surgical purpose. Now control the susceptible. The third area in the control susceptible. Okay. How do you, of course, the best thing is vaccination. You know. Target protection of a high risk group should be considered, just now we said, in a low and in a very low endemicity area. Just now we said, because it affects the low endemic area, it is only among the high risk group, and we already mentioned who are they in the low endemicity area in the developed country. Okay. So, a group at who are increased at hepatitis A include the traveler, we already mentioned, and men having sexual with the men, in addition, patient with the chronic patient, this is patient. Chronic liver disease, we have to give him vaccine to protect his liver. They are at an increased risk of pulmonary hepatitis A, so it should be protected. Vaccine, we have two types, the best thing. We have two types of vaccine. We have formaldehyde inactivated vaccine, and we have lipid-attenuated vaccine. This is used, the first one used in most of the country, all of the world, but here it is created in China, and some of the country they use it. Both vaccine give long life in unit. Both types of vaccine giving long life or long lasting immunity, both of them. But only the administration of the vaccine is different. Here we give two doses. The attenuated we give only one single dose. Okay? Two doses administered into deltoid muscle. Okay? So while here we give it into two doses, we said two doses for the inactivated vaccine. Between one and another, one dose, between one dose and another is 6 to 12 months, and sometimes they make it also 18 to 36 years, almost 11 years. They give protection more than 94%. And both of them, they give long life immunity, it doesn't matter. So, immunization should be part of the comprehensive plan for the prevention of control of the viral hepatitis. Generally speaking, countries with the intermediate transfer from the developing to or developed country, thus having intermediate intimacy, will benefit. Only who might actually benefit from the vaccine? In high intimacy already they are immune from the previous exposure. With low intimacy, only the risk group. So the intermediate, okay? The intermediate intimacy area are mostly the one who will benefit from the vaccination. Because we give it to the adult group. In countries with the high endemicity already mentioned, the vaccine is useless or limited value because already they have been exposed. So also we have a human immunoglobulin, also we give it passive immunity. So we have active and passive immunity given at the same time for both to prevent the disease. Gamma globulin also can be released during an incubation period, so to minimize the sign and symptom, and also until we give the active vaccine for the patient. As you know, the efficacy of the passive immunization is 1 to 2 weeks, or should be good with only 80 to 90%, and then it will drop down at the time. So the dose will differ regarding gamma globulin and also regarding the immunoglobulin, depending. One of them give 0.02, the other is 0.6 milligram per kilogram per kilogram. In Jordan, the vaccine in Jordan, hepatitis A, is part of the general national immunization program. Vaccine is given to all children within kindergarten, okay? Regardless of their nationality or citizenship, it doesn't matter. They focus on children younger than 6 years old, so they will immunize. This is in our country. The vaccine is given into 2 doses, 6 months apart between 1 dose and another. After age of 1, as we mentioned, it gives protection 94% or even more. Thank you very much.